Joining me live in studio this morning is Michael Horn, who is with Guiding Star Strategy Group and working to create a really unique and quite ingenuitive youth entrepreneurial program. And he's here to tell us all about it. Michael, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time. You and I have talked about this program and what your goals and vision is for it. And Matt, I personally think this is really fantastic. It's great, and I can't wait to see it roll out into the community. So, Michael, first let's just have you share with our listeners your background a little bit and kind of what brought you to the point you're at now to try and do this youth program.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I have a pretty broad background. I started in sales, selling car stereos in the LA swap meets when I was five with my grandpa, and just have always been a part of people. Like, I love people. I love community. And so more recently, over the past 18 months, I came here, didn't know, you know, why I was here. But over the past 18 months, I've really immersed myself in the culture of Star Valley and the history of Star Valley. And what I really find is it's something that I want to preserve. And I feel like the way to do that is through our young people and really empowering them through the community, through the leadership, through our business leaders, to give them a voice in the community. Something that you don't have in the big city, something that we still have here in Star Valley. And we just want to do our best to preserve that for them. And I want to take my background in business and apply that and give them all the tools that they need to do that.
You know, as you and I have talked, one of the struggles for young people after high school is, you know, they can go off and do, you know, college or do church services or anything like that that they'd like to do, or go into the workforce right away. One of the challenges is finding a way to come back to Star Valley. And for those that want to come back, housing and jobs, right? Those are two big things. And it sounds like what your goal here is to provide a way for the community to be sustainable, but also provide a way for families to return home. Am I summarizing that pretty well?
Oh man, it's so true. So, you know, in talking, I spoke recently at Swift Creek High School, spoke to the business classes in Star Valley High School. And what I hear from the young people is they love Star Valley and they just don't have a means to see a future here. And so if we can empower them, as I've been evangelizing business leaders and community leaders up and down this valley from Smoot to Alpine, what I find is it's hard for people in our peer group to come together and see that vision for Star Valley. But the youth, I found that all of us can get behind the young people and come together. And I really feel like the vision for Star Valley's future needs to come from our youth anyhow. I'm old. I just had my first grandchild and, you know, I don't have a lot of years left here, but I would love to see the pioneering spirit that has made Star Valley great continue to carry on through our agriculture, through our ranching, through our dairying. The families that have made this valley great, like, we need to start raising the next generation.
So let's talk more about Guiding Star Strategy Group and this entrepreneurial program. Get us into the logistics more on this. What is it? What happens here?
Yeah. So it's a very unique opportunity. The learning application in and of itself is going to be provided from the community, from people like you and I who are going to be able to come in, share our experiences. This foundation course is going to be 16 weeks every Thursday night from 6:30 to 8. We plan on the first four classes being here at the Afton Town Hall, and then we're going to spread that out throughout the valley so that everybody has an opportunity to be at a class. And then we're also offering this online so that people who can't make it will be able to take part in the class. This first course is going to be free to the participants. We are accepting sponsorships. We do have some great sponsors already on board. So that's how this is being funded, is through the community investing in our young people. This foundation course is really going to teach life skills, which is something that's absolutely imperative to be a good entrepreneur, to be a good steward in community leadership roles. So they're really going to be learning things that aren't taught in textbooks, but things that you and I are experiencing as adults, that we have to understand economic impact and community impact.
So something to kind of reiterate, and you touched on it, was this is a community-based and run program, right? And you're hoping for and looking for support from the local schools, but it's not something that they do through the school, just to reiterate. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And by no means do I want to take away from the National Education Program. I think there is some importance to that. However, I do think that we are failing in our national education in raising up survival skills. We're creating a lot of dependencies, and you know, Amazon and Walmart aren't always going to be around, and how are we going to take care of ourselves as a community?
Speaking with Michael Horn this morning, he's with Guiding Star Strategy Group. So what do you hope for the community? Let's start with the community leaders, business leaders, families right now, parents. What do they do to get involved to make this successful?
No, I think it's an awesome opportunity for people to come on as advisors. So, I mean, I'm on the Star Valley Arts Council. I'm on the board of directors at the Salt River Arts Society, which owns the Ford Theater. I'm working with a lot of business leaders in town to help create the brand and the vision for Star Valley going forward. So I just think if we can make more of an effort as a community to come together and to provide our experience in a unique learning environment for these young people, I think that's the ticket right there. So again, we do have some sponsorship opportunities for community, for small business, and for corporate, and those will help with the costs. And as a rule, it's not a nonprofit. So we are a for-profit company. However, we will have a financial page on our website so that we have 100% transparency. What I want to do is I want to build trust in the community so that eventually when these young people do come together with these innovative ideas that will improve our community, and I would say my goal is in the next 2 years through this program to generate another industry for Star Valley. So that's going to take the community coming together and investing in these young people. This is not my program. This is our program.
So Michael, then let's talk about those that are going to be in the program for the youth. What do they expect once if they decide they want to get into this and give it a shot? What should they expect on their end?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're accepting participants as young as 12. We're kind of keeping it at 18, but we are accepting some postgraduates. And we want parental and interaction. We want to encourage the parents to come with them. These learning classes, it's just going to be so unique. And each course, each time we run the course, will be a unique experience to that particular class. We're going to teach individuals to find their identity. So really, it's not going to be like anything that they've ever experienced before. And I think by the end of the 16 weeks that people are going to be so invigorated to push forward and really start building our community in Star Valley.
Again, that's Michael Horn, Guiding Star Strategy Group. When does this all begin, Michael?
So February 10th at 6:30. We do have a we'll get a link for you for the website so you can get signed up. February 10th, 6:30, Afton Town Hall, and then we'll run it through for 16 weeks.
Perfect. You mentioned transparency on the website. Is that website up and operational now?
Our website is up and operational and fully functioning. The financial page, we will have that up as we complete our sponsorship drive. We are looking for sponsors up to February 3rd. We're going to get a banner created. We got some creative marketing tools that we're going to deploy during the class for our sponsors. So just a unique experience to build community.
Excellent. Michael Horn, Guiding Star Strategy Group. Michael, anything we missed that you'd like to mention about this program?
You know, I do want to just take a real quick shout out to Abby Humes Real Estate, Star Valley Realty, Valley Market, Corey Miles, Techno Doctor, Juan's House of Taco, Town of Afton, and of course SVI, Mountain Music, and Hogwild Game and Collectibles for our early sponsorships. Thank you.
Perfect. That's Michael Horn, Guiding Star Strategy Group, and February 10th
correct
is the opening day. So what is the website for people to go to?
www.guidingstarstrategygroup.com.
GuidingStarStrategyGroup.com. Michael, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.